Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has met the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv today. Mr. Zelensky thanked the people of Ireland for the ongoing assistance to 87,000 Ukrainian refugees. The Taoiseach also met family members of those killed by Russian troops during the earliest days of the invasion in Bucha. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is there. He's been telling us about the trip.
He started off the day by travelling to a number of sites in the northern suburbs of Kyiv to get a sense of what happened in the early days of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. One of them, he was going to Bucha, that famous place in the north of Kyiv where there were massacre sites, and he went and found out a little bit more about that, not just what happened, but also attempts to try and prosecute those who were responsible. He also went on to the area of Irpin, that's where a famous bridge was shown on television, those early days of the invasion in which civilian cars were trying to get across and were being shot at by Russian soldiers. The bridge was eventually blown up by the Ukrainian military to try and stave off an invasion of the Ukrainian capital. That bridge is now being repaired. So he was trying to get a sense of what was going on. He then came into Kyiv itself. He went to St. Michael's Square, where there is a memorial wall for the fallen defenders. Lots and lots of faces of young soldiers, men and women who were killed over the past 14 months, but more than that, dating back to the Russian takeover of parts of Ukraine in 2014. It was after that that he went on to meet the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for about an hour.
What has he been saying to Volodymyr Zelensky, and who else is he going to meet while he's there?
We've just had a press conference in the past few minutes, and the Ukrainian president said it was very fruitful talks that he had with the Taoiseach, that it was very important that his country is allowed to commence accession talks with the European Union this year. As he said, it would send out a correct signal to those who are fighting to defend the country, but also to the wider European community. Now, the Taoiseach, Mr. Varadkar, also said that he firmly believes Ukraine's place is in the European Union, and said Ireland would work towards that goal, adding and looking to the president, if you need any help, you only have to ask. There was some other sort of politics that came up in that press conference referencing Russia walking away from the Black Sea grain deal. Mr. Zelensky said it was imperative that the United Nations gets involved at the level of the UN Secretary General, given that this is something that could trigger world hunger because so much of Ukrainian grain goes to countries like Africa. And with regard to the Russian shelling of Ukrainian ports, the president said it underlined the need for his country to have more air defence systems. I asked the Taoiseach in relation to his announcement of an additional 5 million euro for Ukraine today. That's 3 million for the Red Cross and 2 million also for reconstruction projects like electricity grid, like water supplies. And I suggested to him that it was quite a modest figure. The Taoiseach replying, saying that Ireland has already given more than 100 million euro to Ukraine, that it will continue to provide assistance and training in areas like demining, on military medicine and other areas as well.
I suppose the way I see our support for Ukraine is in three areas. It's financial, it's practical, and it's political. So the 5 million today is in addition to over 100 million committed already. And a lot of that is done through the European Peace Facility to help Ukraine to purchase non-lethal weapons. In terms of practical support, we're part of the EU training mission, and we'll be training Ukrainian soldiers in demining, for example, and also in military medicine, and helping them in other practical ways. And we're also helping Ukraine with infrastructure. Have provided some electricity grid equipment to help restore power here, and also water purification equipment, and that will continue.
Paul, what can you tell us of how the Taoiseach travelled to Ukraine?
Well, he landed in southeastern Poland and then travelled up to Kyiv and then arrived here this morning. And it was immediately after that he was straight into what you call shuttle diplomacy, 2 hours travelling around in northern Kyiv, then coming back to meet the president. There was a media blackout while that was going on for security reasons. And this afternoon then he's going to go on and meet the Ukrainian prime minister, the speaker of the Rada as well. And he also gets the chance at some point to meet some members of the small Irish community who are still based in the Ukrainian capital as well. Quite a packed agenda for the day.
Paul, your own impressions, how have you found Ukraine during this visit?
I thought it was really striking when in Bucha to see the extent to which the area has been rebuilt. I mean, people will remember those pictures where houses were destroyed, bullet holes everywhere, and there's clearly been a huge effort to try and make that area look as good as it possibly can, and I think they've been very successful in that. driving into the capital on a cavalcade. You were seeing people going about their daily lives, and there wasn't any sense that we were in a war zone. But you always have to remember that all it takes is for the sirens to wail and the entire population runs underground, because it continues to be hit, not just here in Kyiv, but right across the country. We haven't really had the chance, to a certain extent, Gavin, to talk to the ordinary people on the street. We're in cars and zooming between places, but that is a daily concern for the citizens of this capital.
That's our correspondent Paul Cunningham in Ukraine. From